Welcome to Blackter. Join me as I examine the best of Black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello everyone, it's your host Gabe Moses, and Happy New Year! Welcome to the first episode of Blackter in 2021. Let's hope this year is a good one. For this podcast, there are a lot more things in store, and I am grateful for all of the show's achievements in 2020. Last episode, we took a look at the groundbreaking performances of Viola Davis. At the end of that episode, you may remember hearing this. That was Richard Pryor as the title character of the 1978 movie musical, The Wiz. The subject of today's episode originated the role on Broadway, Mr. André DeShields, a Broadway legend, who received high acclaim for his Tony Award-winning performance as Hermes in Hadestown. Throughout the episode, we'll be taking a look at his career of star-dazzling and breathtaking roles on the stage, as well as his notable work in television and film. A true beast at all things performing arts, and a man you may not think you know all too well. So let's start at the beginning, and let's get into it. André DeShields was born on January 12, 1946, in Dundalk, Maryland. Raised in Baltimore by Mary Gunther and John DeShields, he was the ninth of 11 children. His mother made a living as a maid, cleaning for white families, while his father worked as a tailor. His family lived in a small two-story house on Division Street. DeShields recalls having slept on all of his brothers and sisters because they didn't have enough beds for everyone. As a child, he loved going to watch films at his neighborhood theater. He has a fond memory from when he was 8 years old while watching Cabin in the Sky. The film starred every popular Black performer from the early 1940s. The actor that stuck out to DeShields was John Bubble Sublett, who played Domino Johnson. When the character sang and danced up a flight of stairs, DeShields walked out of the theater wanting to be just like him. When DeShields was in junior high school, he decided to go into an elite public school called Baltimore City College. In order to get into the school, he had to pass an entrance exam and study a classical language. DeShields had already studied Latin, which made his acceptance much more smooth. He described his travels as lonely and dangerous, having to take two buses to get to school. He received his diploma from Baltimore City College High School and graduated in 1964. He was awarded a scholarship to attend Wilmington College. While there, he starred in a production of Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun, finally getting to exercise his acting muscles. DeShields transferred to the University of Wisconsin-Madison and graduated with a bachelor's degree in English literature in 1970. Before finishing his final year of schooling, DeShields was already making a name for himself in the theater. His first professional gig was a production of Hair at Chicago's Schubert Theater in 1969. His performance in the musical landed him a role in the off-Broadway production of The Me Nobody Knows in 1970. The show examines the kids of New York City who struggle to survive in their neighborhood. The production moved to the Great White Way later that year, making it one of the first rock musicals to hit the Broadway stage. However, DeShields did not continue with the Broadway cast. He went on to participate in Chicago's Organic Theater Company. The company was founded in 1969 by artistic director Stuart Gordon. In their first few years of producing plays, Gordon would write a play called Warp. The science fiction epic, inspired by Marvel Comics, opened in Chicago in 1971. The play was a trilogy in which DeShields played the character of Xander. The story follows a young man who throws himself into a comic book fantasy, where he becomes a hero sent to outer space to destroy the Prince of Chaos. The play moved to Broadway in 1973 and opened in February of that year. This marked DeShields' Broadway debut, and it would not be his last. His next production would be a musical by Paul Jabara and Tom Ion called Rachel Lily Rosenbloom and Don't You Ever Forget It. The show was set to open in December after previews, but closed before its official opening. While DeShields didn't get to perform in what was his second Broadway show, he was choreographing another. On December 3rd of 1973, Bette Midler opened her live Broadway concert, which was choreographed by DeShields. In 1974, DeShields would take part in a major hit musical that left a mark on the Broadway stage, the all-African-American cast adaptation of The Wizard of Oz, called The Wiz. Surrounded by cast members Tiger Haynes, Ted Ross, Hinton Battle, and Stephanie Mills as Dorothy, DeShields originated the title character of The Wiz. The musical opened in January of 1975 and would run for 4 years. The Wiz was DeShields' breakout role. When DeShields auditioned for the musical, he sang the song that made him fall in love with performing, Shine, which was sung by Bubbles in The Cabin in the Sky. He was initially considered for the roles of Dorothy's friends, the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion. However, when he didn't get called back for those roles, he told the producer he would really like to audition for the role of The Wiz. After much begging, he auditioned for the composer, Charlie Smalls, and got the role on the spot.
So you wanted to meet The Wizard!
DeShields would return to dance and choreograph Bette Midler's next Broadway concert called Bette Midler's Clams on the Half Shell Revue. The show premiered in April of 1975 at the Minskoff Theater. His next major role would be performing in the musical Ain't Misbehavin', with music by Thomas Fats Waller. The musical opened in the Manhattan Theater Club in February of 1978. DeShields was a part of a 5-person cast, which also included Nell Carter, Armelia McQueen, Ken Page, and Charlene Woodard. The show is a tribute to black musicians of the 1920s and 30s. It moved to Broadway in May of 1978, directed and choreographed by Arthur Faria. DeShields received a Drama Desk Award nomination for Outstanding Actor in a Musical, but unfortunately lost to fellow castmate Ken Page in the same category. The musical was made into a television film on NBC in 1982.
I don't know the inside workings of this, but I do know that the artistic team were insistent about this being the best effort to create live theater on television. When we got to the Viper's Drag, and the Viper's Drag, if you're looking at the stage, starts stage right and ends sinuously stage left. So to make it live, you can't just put a camera on a tripod because then it looks wooden. And then you are aware that there's a screen separating you from the action. The decision was, and I wish I could meet this man again, because he was so ready. He was like down for the gig. They put the camera on his shoulder, the first time I'd ever seen this. They strapped the camera to his shoulder and he followed me as I danced across the stage. He moved with the camera on his shoulder until the number was finished. And it's a 9-minute number. And that's why it looks live. That's why it looks real. Because nothing is static. Nothing is still. There's no screen. And of course, that moment when I offer the, when the Viper offers the joint, there's an audience member to take it. And they're responding. And they're screaming and yelling. That's the way to do it. Don't pretend. make it as live as possible, bring as much heat to the experience as possible. Because the beauty of live theater is that you can affect the temperature of the room.
The Shields was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for individual performance in a variety or music program. His castmate, Nell Carter, was also nominated for the same award. Both Carter and The Shields each won the award, making them the first set of black performers to win simultaneously. In 1983, The Shields would be seen in his first film, The American Snitch, as the character, Russ.
What the matter with you? You can't be asking a question like that.
Come on, Russ. She filled a cookie mold full of cow shit.
The two of them believe it's real, and so will 2 million snitch readers. Now, this is a great story. You gotta ask a question like, how did you feel when you first saw the cow plop?
Look, you know so goddamn much about it. You ask him.
I just can't write this bullshit.
Cow shit. Her name was Millie.
Well, I just can't do it. There's part of me that just says no.
And what about the other part of you?
What's that?
The part that punches editors and makes you unemployable.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, you're gonna have to eat a little crow pie. You're gonna have to knead it nicely. Now, why don't you handle these next interviews, okay?
As the only black actor with a leading role, his performance was definitely a standout. He proved that he could not only perform zany characters on stage, but could bring his talents in a sophisticated manner to the big screen. He also appeared in a 1983 televised production of Alice in Wonderland as Tweedledum. In 1984, he returned to Broadway as the writer, director, choreographer, and star of his very own Broadway musical revue, André de Shields' Harlem Nocturne. The show pays homage to the nightclubs of Harlem's golden age and the music that defines that community. De Shields found his way back to the screen in 1985 with I Dream of Jeannie, 15 years later, a television film that premiered on NBC. In 1987, his next Broadway production would be a musical called Stardust, the Mitchell Parrish musical. The show was another musical revue with a six-person cast. De Shields was the only black actor and person of color in the cast. The next year, he would reunite with the cast of Ain't Misbehavin' for the Broadway revival in 1988. The show ran for 5 months into 1989 and was an even bigger hit 10 years later. Throughout the 70s and 80s, De Shields had performed at the La Mama Experimental Club in the East Village of Manhattan. La Mama was founded by Ellen Stewart and was dedicated to producing new plays by new playwrights. De Shields has co-written and directed several pieces at La Mama, and in 1991, he directed his own piece in celebration of Black History Month titled St. Tois. In that same year, De Shields received his master's degree in African American Studies from New York University's Gallatin School of Individualized Study. He is currently an adjunct professor at the university and continues to pass on knowledge to students and fellow faculty members. After the break, we'll discuss De Shields' career moving into the 90s and the 21st century. His brilliance has yet to fully blossom. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. André de Shields was back to performing in 1996. He was seen in a crime thriller film called Extreme Measures as Teddy Dolson. He also appeared in an episode of Law & Order. The next year, he was back on Broadway in a musical titled Play On. Based on William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, Play On is set in Harlem during the 1940s and includes the music of Duke Ellington. De Shields plays the role of the Jester, a smooth-talking uptown ladies' man.
I'ma tell you what I'm gonna do. Music is a man's world, no denying. But Viola, remember that rooster I was talking about?
But I ain't no rooster.
No, but give me a cock-a-doodle minute. I can't make a real man out of you, but I can sure enough make you look like one.
For his performance, He received the Tony nomination for Best Featured Actor in a Musical. When it came time to announce the winner for that award, several people in the audience were screaming his name. Unfortunately, DeShields lost to Chuck Cooper for his role in The Life. Although he did not win the Tony, he was also nominated for a Drama Desk Award for his performance. Later in 1997, DeShields would make a guest appearance in an episode of Cosby as the character Larry. The episode was called Older and Out.
Okay, everybody. Look, I'm losing my voice, so can we keep the chatting down? Now, I thought we would start with this little thing called the Abilene Walk. Now, it begins with a kickball change, and you follow with a double grapevine like this. You give me a little shuffle. Ow! You end with two Dorothy clicks. Ah! And you repeat it on the left. Give me that double grapevine, what you cowboys call the YC. Give it a little shuffle now. You end with two Dorothy clicks. You ready?
Yes.
Let's hit it!
In 2000, DeShields was back with more extraordinary performances. His next role would be in the musical The Full Monty, which was adapted from the film of the same name. The story centers around six unemployed steelworkers who try to make some quick cash by taking off their clothes. With music and lyrics by David Yazbek and a book by Terrence McNally, DeShields played the role of Noah T. Simmons, also known as Horse. His show-stopping number, Big Black Man, stole the show. DeShields yet again received both Tony and Drama Desk nominations for his performance. Unfortunately, he did not win either one. However, he was also nominated for an Outer Critics Circle Award for Outstanding Featured Actor in a Musical, and he won. In April of 2001, DeShields was honored with his very own portrait in the Gallery of Caricatures at Sardi's Restaurant. In 2002, DeShields was featured in an episode of Sex and the City. He played the character Pat, a tap instructor. By 2004, DeShields would perform in his ninth Broadway production called Primate by Mark Medoff. The play was about a group of researchers who teach an ape to speak through sign language and then battle over his life as he ages. DeShields played one of the leading roles, Graham. He originated the role in the world premiere at Florida State University. Besides a few previews, the show only ran for 5 performances. In the next few years, DeShields would be seen in more guest roles on television. Lipstick Jungle, Life on Mars, and The Good Heart, to name just a few. By 2008, he was back on stage in an off-Broadway production of Black Nativity by Langston Hughes. His performance earned him yet another Drama Desk nomination. The next year, he was in his 10th Broadway production called Impressionism by Michael Jacobs. The show was directed by Jack O'Brien and centers around a photojournalist and a New York gallery owner who confronts repressed traumas through the exploration of a series of paintings. The play ran for about 2 months, and DeShields was on to perform at a number of regional theaters. Some of his credits include Waiting for Godot, The Man Who Came to Dinner, Death of a Salesman, and Camino Real. In 2013, he performed in a production of The Jungle Book, adapted by Mary Zimmerman. Over the years, he received several awards and accolades for his brilliant performances. While staying active in the theater, DeShields continued to appear on television, including a guest star on Law & Order Special Victims Unit, in 2014.
Not my car. Owner gave me the keys, registrations, and the glove box.
Okay, we don't care about the car.
Know this boy?
Oh, yeah. Nicky. Good kid. He's missing, right? That's what all this fuss is about.
Yeah. When's the last time you saw him?
Last week. Right before he went away with his mom, Tuesday afternoon.
How do you know that?
That's my job, miss. I need that spot. She left on Tuesday, opened up a spot that was good until Friday morning. Came back Sunday night.
Hold up. You said the last time you saw the kid was Tuesday.
She came back Sunday. Took a Monday spot, but Monday was a holiday. So it was good until Thursday. Damn near killed me when she pulled in.
Okay, so where was Nikki?
I don't know.
You sure he wasn't in the car?
She took some groceries from the front seat. Didn't check the back seat or the trunk. Hey, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Check it out. Her beam is parked right where she left it. Not on this block. Around the corner.
In 2015, he played Mr. Sweet in a film called Chloe and Theo, starring Dakota Johnson. DeShields would star in a musical called Gotta Dance, which was directed and choreographed by Jerry Mitchell. The musical would also star Lilias White and premiere at Chicago's Bank of America Theater from December 2015 to January 2016. In March of 2019, DeShields would make a huge return to Broadway after 10 years with the hit musical Hadestown at the Walter Kerr Theater. With music and lyrics by Aeneas Mitchell, Hadestown examines two mythical love stories, the young Orpheus and his lover Eurysice, and King Hades and his wife Persephone. Led by director Rachel Chavkin, the musical is a haunting and hopeful theatrical experience. DeShields plays the narrator, mystical messenger, and Greek god by the name of Hermes.
It's an old song. That's how it goes. Don't ask why, brother, don't ask how. He could have come so close. The song was written long ago, and that is how it goes. It's a sad song. It's a sad tale. It's a tragedy. But we sing it anyway.
His performance was immediately praised and was everything the people wanted to see. In just a few short months, the nominations came rolling in. He was nominated for another Tony Award, and the third time would be a charm for DeShields. He won the Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical and gave a very memorable acceptance speech.
There are not enough minutes for me to name the many people who, during my 73 years on the earth plane, have loved me into consciousness. So, I would like to share with you just three cardinal rules of my ability and longevity. One, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Hadestown also won seven other awards, including Best Original Score and Best Musical. After over 50 years in the industry, DeShields' hard work and a lifetime of tremendous performances finally paid off. Along with his Tony win, he also won a Drama Desk Award and an Outer Critics Circle Award for Outstanding Featured Actor in a Musical. In 2020, the Hadestown Original Broadway cast recording won a Grammy Award for Best Musical Theater Album. Right as he turned 75 years old, DeShields has a lifetime of awards and credits under his belt. He is now known as a Broadway veteran and a mentor for the many actors who follow in his path. DeShields recently revealed he has been living with HIV for over 30 years as an openly gay man. It is evident that he did not let that stop him. As a choreographer, director, professor, writer, and an actor, DeShields is a living example of what it means to be a legend. He continues to make appearances on television shows as well as fight for social justice. Another artist who truly deserves the world for all he has given us.
What we have to learn to do is settle the distractions around us so that we can hear that soft
small voice that will tell us exactly the difference between right and wrong, moral and immoral, justice and injustice, empathy and the lack of empathy, hate and love, and love and love. The difference between total love and what most of us mistake for affection, or lust, or desire, or coveting. But total love of the humanity that exists in each of us, beyond what we are ethnographically. We have to talk to each other. We have to make sense. So I know I self-identify as African-American. You self-identify as white, et cetera, et cetera. But that isn't what makes us human. Every morning, when I get up, I go to the mirror and I say to that person looking back at me from the mirror, there is no one like you. There has never been anyone like you. There shall never be anyone like you. Therefore, know yourself, be yourself. Authenticity is everything. And then I get a little deeper. Here's the pièce de résistance. Still looking at that person who's peering at me from the mirror, I say, I will always love you. I will never forsake you. I will do with you what the spring does for the cherry tree. And what does the spring do for the cherry tree? Causes it to blossom. And that's what SAGE is about, because the AGE part of SAGE is superfluous. We live for the responsibility of leading and leaving the breadcrumbs, of blazing the trails, of opening the door and leaving it open for those of us who are coming in our wake. I am proud to be an elder. And remember this, you ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow me on social media at Black Dirt Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts, to get updates on new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Keep listening for special hints about the next episode. Until then, I'm Gabe Moses, and Black artists matter.
So, this is how you get out from under the bad name of Harper Avery?